You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020.
Okay, so I'll start by introducing myself. My name is Gwendolyn Mellon. I'm from the fifth form, and today is Saturday, December 14th, and the time right now is 1:57 p.m. And today, I'm listening to Anna Zerbach. So Anna, what is your full name?
My name is Anna Zerbaugh, Catherine Zerbaugh. I live in Delaware, and I am currently one of the seniors, sixth form, here at St. Andrews.
Great. So we'll start by asking, how do you define ethos at St. Andrews?
Well, I think ethos is being inclusive to everybody and not being afraid to reach out and connect with someone that you wouldn't normally talk with on a regular basis in a friendly way that's not like, I don't know.
No, I totally understand. Yeah. Is there like a specific moment that kind of shows ethos for you, like that you've experienced at St. Andrews or that you've seen at St. Andrews?
Well, not so much at St. Andrews or sort of St. Andrews. When I was younger, I met this person who was a sophomore at the time, Sarah Payton. She was my mentor at St. Anne's. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. So she was a senior when I was a freshman. And she actually happened to be my big sister. So being able to connect with her in that way has been very nice. It was very helpful my first year here.
That's amazing how like you could connect with her before St. Andrews. Was it like by chance that she was your big sister at St. Andrews?
No. Well, maybe. But I don't know. I think the person who sort of organizes that thing saw that I was really close with Sarah. And because Sarah was on my dorm as well, it sort of, I guess, worked out. I don't know if she requested me specifically, but I don't know.
That's amazing, though, that you've kind of had, like, you know, a mentor guide you through your whole experience. Mm-hmm. How has St. Andrews shaped who you are?
Well, in middle school, I did not do very well socially. And I sort of used St. Andrews as a way to sort of have a fresh start. Yeah. And actually reach out to try to make friends in a way that I hadn't in middle school. So I guess St. Andrews sort of helps me become more confident in my friend-making abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you just mentioned Sarah, but is there someone here, a friend, family, faculty member, someone you've connected with and who you're super grateful for?
I like hanging out with many people. I wouldn't say I have a particular friend group, but one of my good friends that I feel has helped me grow in like socially and confidence in how I interact with others is Mia.
Yeah, Mia's great.
I feel like if I try to pronounce her name, I'd completely butcher it. So, yeah, Mia.
That's amazing. And I know she does like theater as well. Yeah. Obviously, she loves theater. How would you describe your theater experience at St. Andrews?
Ooh, to be honest, I was terrified to try.
Yeah.
I've been acting since I was really young, actually. But I don't really remember that. So my sixth grade year, I was in a play and forgot all of my lines on performance day. So
No. My
instructor had to improvise and actually give me the script so I can remember the lines in order to just get the play over with. And that scared me to the point where I wasn't sure I wanted to keep acting.
Of course, I can imagine.
But then freshman year, I decided that I wanted to try again, and I haven't looked back since.
That's amazing. So it's kind of just opened that door for you, and I know you've like been very successful in the program. I know the play I just saw this fall was amazing. Like, oh my God.
That's thanks. Awesome.
I know, I mean, in the art department as well, you're majoring in art right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess kind of a similar question, like what draws you to art? Is that something you want to pursue in your future or is it just for fun? Like how would you describe that?
Well, for me, art has always been some a way for me to show myself in ways that speaking or actions can't really show. It's very creative form for me, and I sort of use art as a way to sort of forget about what's happening and give myself a breather for maybe an hour or two. And it has helped me through a lot, let's just say that. So yeah, art is definitely something that I want to pursue later on. I want to improve on my skills and that sort of stuff.
It's amazing. I remember in the gallery, I saw like your artwork and it was amazing. And I love how you use like the different materials and things like that. And it was very like, I felt like I could interpret it in many ways. You know, I felt that was really creative.
Yeah, I like how art, you can sort of, the interpretations you can make from art is really based on the person's experience. Of course, the artist is going to have certain reasons why they made that art piece, but that's like a thing I like about art is it can be interpreted in so many different ways.
Yeah.
That's just cool.
I think. It's amazing. I love it too. How do you feel about your future?
Oh,
very
God.
Hard, big question right there.
Ooh. I don't know. I don't really know what I want to do. I hope to go to college after St. Andrews eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to take a gap year or if I'm going to travel or try to get a job in South Africa or something.
Yeah.
My cousin actually has an organization where he sponsors teaching South African children English.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. That sounds like so much fun, but I might not use it as like a gap year experience, but I feel like it could be cool to try that sometime.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Like that's the kind of experience that would change you. You know what I mean? Like that's such a unique experience. That'd be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always normal, I think, like when you're a senior, you know, you have your whole life ahead of you. So it's just so many ways you can turn, you know. I know you have a sibling here.
Yep.
And also your mom teaches here. What's it like having a sibling at St. Andrews?
Well, it really depends on your relationship with your sibling. I personally have a pretty good relationship with my brother. Sometimes he can be a little bit annoying.
All brothers can be, right?
Yeah. But it's nice. Even though I sort of live here because my mom works here, I feel like if she didn't, I wouldn't feel as homesick. I tend to get kind of homesick when I am away from home in a place where I don't know, with nobody that I actually like know.
Yeah.
So I feel like if Stuart was there, and mom wasn't there, it would be a lot easier. Yeah, sometimes he'll surprise me in the dining hall. Just like annoyingly jumping up from behind me and going, it's sort of a fun thing that we do, but it's also kind of annoying because it scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, no, of course. Would you say like, because I know some siblings, they get closer when they're far away from each other, or maybe they get more distant apart. Would you say from St. Anne's to St. Andrews, would you say your relationship with Stuart has grown or stayed the same? Like, how has it progressed in your opinion?
I wouldn't say it's grown, but I wouldn't say it's stayed the same. I feel like it's changed.
Yeah.
As we got older, when I was younger, we used to fight a lot.
Yeah.
But as we got older, our sense of humor changed. And that sort of changed how I react to him scaring me.
Yeah.
Randomly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we've always been close, not only, but because we're the same, similar age, and because we both went through the experience of our parents divorcing.
Yeah.
And my dad remarrying and us gaining two more brothers. We sort of connected in that way.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that kind of leads to my next question. Like, are there any events like not just in St. Anne, like specific events that have impacted your life or shaped you?
I would say, of course, the divorce was a big thing. I don't really remember it that well.
Yeah.
But not having your parents, both of your parents, at the same place at the same time, all the time, has definitely changed how the relationships that I have with them. I'm not going to say whether I like one parent more than the other, but yeah, let's see. I think going through St. Anne's has also changed how I sort of perceive myself and the world. I feel like St. Anne's was a particular time in my life where I wasn't secure in myself enough to actually start to explore what I like to do. I was really just focused on getting through the day.
Yeah.
So I could go home. But yeah, I feel like the transition between St. Anne's and St. Andrews sort of changed how I feel and what I want to do and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I know, like, the experience of St. Anne's, like, I've experienced something similar in my school as well. And I think, you know, there's always those low points, you know, to get you higher. But, like, just out of curiosity, do you have any regrets? I know that's kind of a loaded question.
Not being more open. I feel like at St. Andrews and in other places, my close-mindedness, especially to what I wanted, sort of drove some friends that I would have liked to have kept away.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I had been more open to their point of view or what they wanted to do, it could have been different, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. No, I totally relate to that. What advice would you give a new student at St. Andrews?
Ooh. I mean, I could be sort of typical and say, don't procrastinate, follow what you want, follow what you love. And I do say that, but I would say treasure those around you, because your time here, though it may be nice, it's going to be short. Yeah. It's only 4 years. And as long as you make sure you appreciate the people around you and sort of try to make some really close friends, I hope those relationships will last longer than just the 4 years that you have here.
No, 100%. But I know, like, that's the huge part of St. Andrews, you know, opt in, you know, get those close friends, you know, fully experience it. I think, yeah, Ms. Sproul, yeah, Ms. Sproul is very a strong advocator of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your friends, what are some of your favorite SAS memories?
Probably the square dances.
Yeah, I love those.
I remember freshman year, I was very nervous. And even though I had gone to square dances in the past being a faculty kid, this is the first time when I was actually a student.
Yeah.
Who was trying to sort of figure out, who am I going to hang out with at lunch, even though we don't have cafeteria lunches every day?
Yeah.
Who am I going to sit down with at dinner, for example? I feel like as I grew older, I was more confident in the way that I sort of, this senior year, I actually took a freshman who was just wandering around. I honestly don't remember who it was, but I took a freshman and sort of helped her find a dance partner, because it was like seniors dance with freshmen, and I think juniors dance with sophomores.
I'm not sure.
But, I feel like I was able to, like, help that person, and that felt good. I don't know.
No, yeah, it feels great.
Oh, and another thing. I remember sophomore year, I asked Michael Kwashi.
Oh, yeah,
Kwashi. Out to semi, and he, I feel like, so because I was asking him, some people like Lila and Charlotte and all those people who I weren't friends with at the time with yet, they asked me if I wanted to be in their group.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I hadn't sort of taken the chance to ask someone that I didn't know very well,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have found all the friends. And that semi-dinner and dance was probably one of my favorite times. We had so much fun. We almost didn't go to the dance because we were playing, what was it, Killer or something? Or, no, it was Mafia. We were
playing Mafia
over and over, and it was just so much fun.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. No, 100%, like putting yourself out there. It's something that causes like the most stress, you know, at St. Andrew's, especially because everyone seems to be so good at it
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's just really stressful. Like, but because you did it, you know, it opting in, you know,
yeah.
get good results. How would you deal with stress at St. Andrew's? Like, what's your like method with that? Or advice, I guess you would give.
I don't even know myself. I guess just stay on top of things.
Yeah.
Like, don't let your friendships or your work slip past you. Because if you do that, it's just going to build up.
Yeah.
I know from experience because it happened to me a few weeks ago. But anyway, just don't let it sort of get past you and snowball to the point of you're stressing out and not getting enough sleep, and your friendships will suffer in that way because you're constantly worrying and at least in my case, I'm irritated.
Yeah.
And because I don't get enough sleep or food or anything. And yeah, I would just say, yeah, don't let it slip past you.
What's been your favorite year at St. Andrew's, like form-wise?
Oh, gosh. I would say sophomore year was probably my favorite year. That's when I first met some of my close friends now. Like, Mia was a new sophomore.
Yeah.
And we actually didn't start out to be, like, being close friends, but I guess over the years we sort of grew. The friendship sort of grew. And I'm really happy it did. Sophomore year was probably one of my more favorites because I was not new. I knew a lot of the people, but also it was an opportunity to meet new people.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did.
And I know, like you said, you're a faculty kid. How do you feel like that helped your experience at St. Andrew's more, or do you think...
Well, being a faculty kid has its ups and downs.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that it was nice having a refrigerator and a laundry room and a shower mm-hmm. that I didn't have to share. But I also felt sort of isolated.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have a roommate that I could have nighttime conversations with and sort of bond in that way. I was able to sleep over on Saturdays and sometimes Fridays if we didn't have Saturday classes. I don't know when that was that year, but whatever. So I was able to do that, but it just didn't feel the same. So I felt sort of isolated. And me being the shy person that I am, it took me a while to actually make friends. I don't know if it was because of that or if that had anything to do with it, but... Yeah.
So is this your first year, like, having, like, rooming, I guess, sleeping over full-time?
No. Sophomore year, under actually pretty tragic circumstances, I was able to live on dorm for half the year. But then I moved back home junior year, and this is the first year where I've fully been able to live on dorm.
I'm super sorry about the tragic.
Keeler,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was sad, but she's better and in a place where she can actually rely on her parents in a way that sort of helps her mentally, and I don't want to, this is going to make it sound like she's dead or something, but she's in a better place. So I'm happy.
Yeah, no, of course. It's but mental health too, like nowadays especially, it's becoming such an important thing and people are starting to realize that. And it really affects everything, like how you view the world, how you act. Like it's super important. How is it, I guess, how do you feel now that you're a senior, you know, you're on duty, you have all these duties and stuff. Like, how does it feel to have the power? You know what I mean? How does it feel? Like, does it make you feel kind of old, or do you feel like you can help St. Andrews more as a senior? Like, what's your reaction?
It's a lot of responsibility. They emphasized very much the end of junior year that people are going to be looking up to you, and you have to set a good example. And we had this before everybody came, all the seniors came a week early.
Yeah.
And we had this sort of meeting talking about how we would be the ones that sort of saw everything. Like, the teachers can't see every little thing that goes on. Like, say a freshman is homesick and starts crying. The senior will be more likely to see that instead of a teacher.
Yeah.
And it's the senior's responsibility to sort of help that student sort of get through this experience and move on in a productive way. But also the idea of being the oldest on dorm is kind of fun. Oh my gosh. I turn 18 in November. And
congratulations.
Thanks.
Yes, you're an adult now.
That was a big wake-up call for me.
Yeah.
The idea of being an adult is just so crazy. It's cool, but it's also kind of scary in a way as well.
The real world. It's crazy to think about, because I still feel like a kid, you know? Like, I don't think, like, I'm turning 18 next year, you know? Like, I don't feel like ready at all. Even the idea of college to me is so distant. And I don't know, is that the same thing for you, even though it's just around the corner?
Well, I have been accepted to a college.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's not that big of a deal, but it's okay. And I am applying to a new college that I hope to get the application done by Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's going to work, but we'll see. So I remember junior year and pretty much earlier this year, I was just like, no. I don't want to do this. I don't want to worry about the future. I was sort of like at a standstill.
Yeah.
And my mom will attest to this. She begged me to actually think about what I want to do after St. Andrews ends, because that's coming up.
Yeah.
So I was just, she sort of came up with the analogy of a cat getting ready to have a bath.
And just, I love that.
All four limbs on the side of the
bathtub.
It's like,
I will not go in.
No.
I will not go in.
Yeah. And I feel like once the due date for early action for UD was a week away, I was like, oh my God, I have to get this done. So that was sort of like a thing that sort of helped me figure out I need to start thinking about what I'm going to do after I graduate.
Yeah.
And yeah, sorry, what was your question again? I sort of went on a rant there.
Well, it's just, I know you answered my question. It was just kind of like, you know, again, you're 18. It's just, it's crazy to think that the whole world is going to start being so adult-like, you know, like as soon as you leave this place, like high school is the transition between, you know, that middle school kid that you described, between like, you know, you're independent, you're going to college, like you take control of your own life. I guess it's just crazy to think about. You just don't expect it to come until it's just there. You turn 18 and, you know, it's a shock. Yeah. I guess my final question is, obviously I know you're super close with your mom, but like, is there any like teacher, like, or even like Mr. Roach or your advisor, like who you think has guided you through St. Andrews?
Well, obviously my advisor has, I've been with my advisor since freshman year.
Yeah.
And she's helped me through a lot, but surprisingly, Miss Chu
has
been a person who has sort of helped me see a different perspective in a way that sort of helped me figure out a problem and get past it. Along with my college counselor, she's also helped, Miss Hastings has also helped a lot. But yeah, I'm pretty good friends with one of her sons, the older one, Ryan. He was also one of my mentors at St. Anne's, which was pretty cool. So we sort of kept in touch. But because of that, Ms. Chu and I have grown closer.
Yeah.
And she sort of, yeah, helped me through some things that I was struggling with at the time. And yeah. That's you wouldn't amazing. Think so because I'm not taking Chinese.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it was cool.
Well, thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you
for being here today.
Having me.
And if you stop by, you know, later, this will be hopefully in the archives and you'll be able to listen to yourself.
Okay.
Be awesome. Thank you for coming.